AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. At Windsor Castle this evening, Britain's King Charles is hosting a state dinner for President Trump, the second such honour.
This unique and important occasion reflects the enduring bond between our two great nations, anchored by the deep friendship between our people. This relationship, which, with good reason, we and our predecessors have long called special, has made us safer and stronger through the generations.
In Utah, Washington County Sheriff Nate Brooksby providing details on the surrender of Tyler Robinson, the suspect in the assassination of Charlie Kirk.
He knew it was inevitable that he would be caught. He was fearful of a SWAT team hit on his house, or he was fearful of being shot by law enforcement. So part of the negotiation and getting him to bring himself in was that we would treat it as delicate and as soft as possible to make him feel comfortable to where he would show up at my office.
Prosecutors have charged Robinson with capital murder and say they will seek the death penalty. In Mississippi, police are awaiting autopsy results for a black student found hanging from a tree at Delta State University. Haya Panjwani has more.
University President Dan Ennis.
While the preliminary report of the Bolivar County Coroner's Office indicates no evidence of foul play, we recognize that this is not only about facts. It's about emotions and it's about feelings.
For some black students on campus, the death has created fear in a state with a history of racist violence. They say they've avoided going outside late at night. Marquan McKinney is a freshman at the university.
It's a black community, like, you know, everybody's upset right now. Like, they're just trying to downplay the situation, you know. And it's not just this ain't the first time it happened. So, you know, it's just everybody's shooken up right now.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is AP News.
Today, the Federal Open Market Committee decided to lower our policy interest rate by a quarter percentage point.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell this afternoon. One dissent, President Trump's new Fed appointee pushing for a larger half-point cut. Seth Sutel has reaction in today's AP Markets report.
Stocks bounced around on Wall Street and wound up mixed after the Federal Reserve made its first interest rate cut of the year. The S&P 500 fell a tenth of a percent Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 260 points. It's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.3%. Stocks rallied briefly and bond yields fell after the Fed indicated it planned to make more cuts to rates. But the trading turned mixed amid uncertainty about how aggressively the Fed will be able to continue cutting rates going forward. The Fed wants to support the job market with lower rates, but it also doesn't want to risk making inflation worse. Seth Sutel, New York.
More news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.